Welcome to session 7, and we are looking at overcoming depression. How do you overcome depression? Whatever problems, whatever challenges we have in life, there are ways by which we can overcome them. Remember that the past 2 sessions we talked about spiritual depression, and we looked at the causes of spiritual depression and what spiritual depression is. When you struggle in worship, when you are losing spiritual vitality and joy, and we said it can be caused by fixation on your past sins, neglecting your spirituality, doubting, and excessive self-examination. So how do we overcome depression? First of all, I'd like to just say quickly, seek help from the appropriate healthcare professionals. There are people who have been trained to help where you overcome, walk through depression. Psychologists, psychiatrists, mental health experts. Secondly, you can also overcome depression through positive self-talk. Reminding yourself of the positive, of your positive strengths, of the good things that have happened around you. And I must say that depression is not something you just snap out of. You can get over it, but it requires knowledge of the condition and a commitment to getting better. It requires knowledge of the condition and a commitment to getting better. Now, what are some of the ways in which people are helped who have depression? There is popularly, it's all over the website, what we call CBT or cognitive behavior therapy. And this is a standard professional treatment for depression, usually engaged by psychologists. Working with your therapist, you identify the negative and distorted patterns of thinking. So it means you have to work with your therapist to be able to do this. And then you challenge their validity. Is this true? Is it true all the time? Does it really apply? So you challenge their validity, and then you work to replace these self-limiting beliefs. Now, I talked about the thoughts when we talked about some of the signs of depression. These thoughts are actually self-limiting beliefs, and I said at that time, those beliefs, those thoughts can keep you in bed for days. You just have no wish to get out of bed, and those thoughts just continue to roll around and around and around, and they just keep you in one place, unable to act. So you work with your therapist to replace those self-limiting beliefs with positive thoughts. And this change of thinking pattern takes time, it takes effort, and it takes commitment. Many times people start the process and don't finish, which is why, you know, you would find that it looks like the treatment is not working, there is a relapse. Then also there is the use of antidepressants, which are medications that could also be prescribed to help. You know, remember that we looked at the biology, the social, and the psychological when we talked about the causes of depression. Okay, so those will help with the biology and the things that have gone wrong in the brain that need to be corrected. Then there is also what we call self-help. And under self-help, let's talk about exercise. Now, for somebody who is really coping with depression, it can be hard, but a little at a time will help improve your mood, one task at a time. Okay, then also part of self-help is avoid rumination as much as possible. Train yourself to get out of your head and focus on something external. Okay, urge your attention, shift your attention away, you know, from what is holding you within the self-rumination. Then also connect with others. Reach out to good friends, family members, and others in your life. Social support is very critical. Improve your diet. Diets that are high in sugar, processed meat, excessive fat have been linked with depression. Now let's talk very quickly about preventing relapse. Relapse simply means that, you know, you can have a situation where you've overcome depression and it could happen again. Once you've gotten through a period of depression, it has the possibility of coming back. So, be aware of your mental state. Engage in regular self-care. Your sleep, exercise, recreation, rest. Clean up your thoughts. Okay? Like Dr. Caroline Leaf's book, you know, says, clean up your mental mess. Okay? And then engage in what we call stress management. See you at the final session, session 8, where we'll now talk about preventing depression. Thank you very much for listening.